We have the freedom to do many things. But just because we can do something doesn't mean we should. And we must wisely discern our best path forward. Certainly, life is filled with many roadblocks and hurdles, and it's often tempting to just take the first open door that seems promising. Perhaps we pursued the major or took the job simply because we knew we could do the work. And it might be miles down the road before we realize we're not moving any closer toward God's best. And this is often frustrating and confusing because we're still competent at what we do. Knowing our capabilities is a good first start. There's no point in keep hitting our head against the wall of our limitations. But capability is not the only consideration needed to make a truly wise choice. We must also consider if we should do something. For instance, how does this decision help us to advance God's kingdom, be faithful to what He's called us to do, and magnify love in the world? It's not enough to simply be capable. We must dig deeper and determine if this path is the best use of our time, energy, and resources. Paul put it this way, "We're free to do all things, not all things are beneficial." Just because something is not a sin doesn't mean it's good to do. And we must use our freedom wisely. In the end, whether considering a job or relationship, how we spend our money, or use our free time, we must regularly ask the next question beyond mere possibility. Is this good? We save ourselves a lot of heartache later when we take the time to actually consider the long-term benefits of the choices we make. Don't rush ahead just because you can. Play the long game to determine your best path forward.